You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well. Load up on guns, bring your friends, it's fun to lose and to... What? Why are you looking at me like that? Was this not about Nirvana?
Is there an X I can hit for the Star Search competition?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong teen spirit. I think it's more like, since you've been gone.
Since you've been
yeah, I was very excited when I heard the title of this, actually, because I was like... I kind of shocked there hasn't been a Nirvana biopic yet with all the rock biopics going everywhere about dead rock stars.
I was wondering how it was going to smell.
Yeah. It smells like Teen Spirit.
It does.
Which, in my memory, smelled a lot like pot and B.O.
Yeah. Yeah, a whole lot. And cigarettes.
And
a sticky floor.
But no, this is nothing to do with that. This is indeed to do with teen singing competitions. And this is the directorial debut of actor Max Minghella, who you might know from The Social Network, The Internship, Art School Confidential, B-Season, many other movies. But now he's moving behind the camera. And he also wrote this as well. And this is starring, I think, with Johnny Neal and one of our favorite young ingenue actresses, Ellie Fanning.
Ellie Fanning.
Who's like proven to be the biggest talent in the very talented Fanning family.
It's funny. I was thinking like, she's the one to watch. It's like, well, we've been watching her since she was like five and she's only gotten better with everything she does.
She makes really interesting choices and then she's really good in those choices.
Yeah. She's magnetic.
Which is to say, that, like, eventually she remembers that she is indeed a young woman in her early 20s who's like, yeah, I kind of want to live out some of my fantasies while I still can. And as we learned about her in that Neil Gaiman adaptation that she was in last year, How to Talk to Girls at Parties, she has a tremendous singing voice.
She has a great voice. She's got great timing. She's just so charming. Everything about her is just an ideal almost.
So this takes that whole, like, oh my God, Ellie Fanning can sing, up to the next level where she goes, what if we make a whole movie about me singing? Sure, why not? I mean, I would go so far as to call this a vanity project for the actress, but it's definitely not a glossy, you know, I mean, this isn't like a, what was that movie?
Well, it's not an Elvis movie.
I mean, well, no, that would not have been the first thing that I thought.
Well,
of.
I mean, you know, to me, not all Elvis movies have
it's
Elvis.
It's not a
in
Nightmare
them.
On Elm Street film. It's not 2001.
Yeah.
It's not Un Chien Andalou. you know, I mean, there's a lot of Hollywood movies with this basic same plot. Young person wants to get discovered with doing whatever it is they're good at, gets their chance, fights their way to the championship, comes out on top, has to fight various teen issues along the way.
Yeah.
Okay, we've seen this movie. We've seen lots of variations on it. And Minghella manages, on the whole, I feel like, to stay away from the... He doesn't want to make a super slick, pitch-perfect Hollywood-type movie.
Yeah, there's not anything inorganic overly introduced. There's not like a... Like, nobody slips or... No singing competition competitor slips or a roofie or anything, you know?
Right. It's just whiskey.
Just whiskey. But he's not competing. He's competing with her bandmate, you know what I'm saying.
She plays Violet Valensky. She's a young Polish girl, but living on the Isle of Wight in the UK. And, you know, she's a farm girl.
She's a farm girl. The movie starts, it opens with a shot of her in a pasture milking a goat.
Yeah.
That's the opening
scene.
That's
how every rock star story starts.
So let me tell you. You can only go down from there because that's like the most beautiful image in the world is her milking a goat in the field. I'm like, okay, I like this movie already.
Definitely not looking at your browser history.
It's the seed catalogs you need to worry about.
Right. So has dreams of being a singer, but doesn't even take them too seriously. At the local restaurant that she works at, she sometimes gets up late at night with like a couple drunks around, no one really paying attention, and sings a song or two to a piano.
It's such a small town, they don't even have a karaoke machine. They have a guy at the piano and her singing along with it.
And this guy who's there, a very creepy looking old fat man, played by apparently acting legend Zlatko Burek. He's a Croatian Danish actor who's been in a ton of stuff, but is actually apparently really well known for his theater career.
Yeah, he looks like a theater guy.
But he starts, you know, just applauding like crazy at the end of her song. He's the only one who even seems to acknowledge
that happened.
I'm that guy,
by the way. And if I'm in a bar and somebody performs, I'm the guy who's just like, come on, give it up, everybody. What are you just sitting there for all sad, you bunch of goat farmers?
Well, first she's like, well, that guy's creepy, and I don't want anything to do with him. This old guy's paying attention to young teenage girl. But he turns out to be genuinely interested in her talent. And after an initial period of discomfort, she discovers with this national singing competition, which is essentially America's Idol.
But just for teens, is interesting.
Just for teens. Yeah. But it's building up to a show that's on that level that everybody watches. That they're having their local tryouts there. Despite discouragement from her mom, she wants to go give it a shot. But she needs someone to basically, because she's not 18, she needs someone to be there, like family member quotes. She's like, you come with me. He's like, I will, but I get to be your manager. And she's like, I don't have any money. It's like, no, if this happens, I get to be your manager.
I get 50-50.
So, I mean, unsurprisingly.
So he's a real manager. Right. He's ready to screw her out of money right at the beginning.
I feel like he doesn't even know any better. He's just like, although.
So you find out that he is a former opera singer.
Yeah, and well-known one.
And so you really get the feeling like, oh, this guy's been screwed by so many people. It's not even funny.
It's like his turn. Like,
yeah, 50-50. That's what it's worth,
that's
right?
That's how it goes. But that doesn't last long because mom isn't that stupid.
Yeah, right.
But, so unsurprisingly, of course, because this wouldn't be much of a movie if it didn't happen, they respond and are like, yeah, that's great. You go up to the next level. And we watch her going through the various tiers, ultimately ending up at the big championship. Will she make it? Will she and her upstart young band that has been only playing together for 3 months yet somehow
she just met the night before
is somehow capable of like playing this – you know, record release quality live show.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of silly elements like that going on, but you know the type of movie you're in for. I think what makes us stand apart from a lot of other things is Minghella genuinely tries to inject some art film sensibilities into this thing at points, and I think he does it with much more conviction in the first half than he does in the second.
I think that the movie is just beautifully shot, you know, very well constructed, but the script fails to ever present anything other than, well, I hope she wins. Conflict.
Sure.
That's like all there is going for it.
It's odd because it nods at more interesting drama things. Like there's an element of like, there's a discomfort between her and her mom and a thing where, oh, she saw her mom cheating on her father, which is why her father left, that are literally passed over in a single sentence, never to be mentioned again.
And she doesn't even sound like she misses him. She more feels not even angry, just kind of disaffected towards her mother for hanging on. So they have a farm that is struggling, and it's like, we could live someplace cheap, and I wouldn't have to work all the time. And she's like, but my mother is waiting for my father to come back to the farm.
So you have that, which, like I said,
and like the father never shows up at the contest or anything. Like
it's not relevant to the story. No. It's like the literally spent 3 seconds on trying to give background color. Yeah. Same thing with the band that's there, which I don't even know why they bothered, but there's like a subtext that the guy who's the head of the band has a crush on Ellie Fanning, is very defensive of her, and that something's going to happen there. And that really goes absolutely nowhere and serves no real purpose in the story.
And doesn't it just kind of go without saying that everybody would have a crush on Ellie?
Well, sure.
I mean, you know.
And then her manager, Vlad, there's a thing where, oh, well, so what exactly happened with your opera career? Which is never gotten into.
Or his daughter.
There's like, oh, his daughter is becoming an opera singer in her own right, and she lives in Paris. What's up with that? Don't worry about it.
God forbid it's a $60 train ride.
Yeah.
to go see her.
To be clear, it seems clear that guy does not have $60. Well, that is not, it might as well be $10,000. But there are all those elements that are like just mentioned and then never brought up again that I'm kind of like, or if they are, it's literally like a flash of an image or something.
Yeah.
That seem much more interesting than the we've seen this story a thousand times before story. If it wasn't done as, like, slick is the wrong word.
Slick, yeah.
That's, because slick makes me think of, like I said, a very Hollywood made for 13-year-olds movie, and right. That's not really ultimately what's
here. It's not zany. She doesn't have any kooky adventures. No. You know? The montages are all her singing.
Yeah, and all know? The songs are lyrically chosen specifically yeah. because they reflect on some level those other things. You know,
yeah.
But and like I said, that's as close as we get to actually addressing them. It's like, right. This is that vision inside where it almost feels like the way musicals do that sort of the song is telling you the story and what right. the person's feeling, except here they're, I guess, well-known pop songs. I have no fucking idea.
I don't either.
I heard one or two songs I recognized, and that was about it.
I just kind of recognized the style.
Yeah, I know there are some original songs in here. In fact, they actually released a single from it that Ellie Fanning was singing on. She sang all her own songs in here.
And she did a great job.
She has a hell of a voice.
Hell of a voice.
But you're watching someone who, like, she's playing this role very...
She's a 17-year-old, let's say.
Very withdrawn. She yeah. constantly looks like she's almost... She constantly looks like she's in a horror movie. She looks terrified of everything going on around her, of people, of not knowing how to relate to anyone. There's, like, maybe one sequence you really ever see her laughing and experiencing joy, and it's when she's really drunk at a party.
Right,
you
right.
know? Until it builds up to her big number that you're waiting the whole movie for, where she... You know, because we've seen her sing before that, but she's still very restrained despite having the beautiful voice. So that moment when she finally brings it and you're like, wow, okay, now is when you stop being that character and you become the person who we can honestly see as a rock star. You buy it.
Yeah, big yeah. time buy it because it's a great song and the lyrics of it really, well, what was it? Stop messing up my vibe or something,
like that.
Yeah. It was a really pretty cool song, and she just kills it. Her moves. I mean, she's like a panther the way she's able to pounce on things. You know, because she can be really restrained quite a bit. She's really restrained. They show her singing in her church choir, and she's just shoulders all shrunken in.
She's totally shrunken in. She's very pulled inside herself, afraid to reveal herself, and. By the end, it's clear that was a very intentional choice.
Yeah.
So that ending number is so much more like, whoa, holy crap. Look who knew that she had that in her.
Yeah.
You know, she goes from like this dormouse to fucking Madonna
right.
in 3 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Big time Madonna. Like, wow, that choreography they did for the last day really did you a solid.
I mean, there's a lot of like, okay, I don't think so. Stuff like that. You're like, how in the world could you possibly?
Yeah, there was an opportunity to really explore how packaged the singers are on yeah. those shows, you know, and they just kind of glanced over
once
it.
Once like, another
oh,
one.
No, simple choreography.
No real resolution to it either. It's a down the hallway resolution. Like, oh, we see something happening at the end of a hallway. That was it.
Yeah.
The whole storyline involving Rebecca Hall as a presumably predatory business agent who, like, before the contest has even started, is like, we'll offer you this big contract, you know, only lasts until right before you go on stage.
But you never get the terms of the contract like yeah. she's getting screwed. Because, you know, living in Austin, we've all heard stories of people who said signing the record contract was the worst decision of my life.
Oh, I'm friends with quite a few of them.
But, you know, in Hollywood movies, that's never the case. It's always like, that's
right.
the goal. And it's like, well, you've already won. You know, she even says, okay, what's the best that could happen if you win the contest? And she says, I'd get a record deal. And she goes, well, then you've already won because we're offering you a record deal.
Right.
And she never, you know, horns don't pop up out of her head. There's no conspiratorial vibe to it. It's just like, what it'll mean is that the old dude won't be her manager yeah. anymore.
Well, that and the deal that they're offering will definitely not be as good as deals she's offered by competitors if she actually wins this contest. You know,
that's implied.
Yeah, that's strongly implied. Almost certainly the case. They're
yeah.
like that. We can pick up these people for a song because they're not confident they're going to win.
Right. Right.
And
yeah.
they're willing to just. To grab that whatever brass ring that pops up, even if the shine comes off after a few
Which
months.
I'm like, take it. Take the deal.
I am kind of like,
I'm very bird in the hand.
You just got to like, you know, that deal will run its course eventually, and then you can get a better deal.
Exactly.
Like almost every rock star who's ever lived.
And if you win, that just means you're going to sell more records of the deal that you made.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, but whatever deal you sign, if you do win, is still going to be a shitty deal on some level.
It's probably going to be worse because you're going to be owned by the show. You know, like that's, I mean, how many American Idol contestants? That show's been on for like 20 years. How many of them can you name?
I mean, I literally can name Kelly Clarkson and that's it.
Kelly Clarkson.
And she didn't even win.
She didn't even win.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert sings with Queen now.
Oh, really?
That's the guy that...
That's the new Freddie Mercury?
And I don't know if he won. Yeah.
I don't know either.
He's the guy that sings for Freddie Mercury.
And there's some Asian guy who was really bad that
William
Hung,
yeah. He was on Arrested Development. That's pretty much it, folks. That's the gold, silver, and bronze.
There's a real big drop off from silver. It's a real big drop off.
There's the Franklin Mint pewter medal that you might get if you just hit your marks.
Yeah, and the medal after that is made of candy.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, you're just meant to eat it and then go home and be like, look, I won something.
Look, chocolate all around your lips. Like, it was still a very enjoyable movie, though. You know, it just is not... it's just missing some stuff. It's either missing some stuff or they just did it wrong. You know, like there just is no conflict whatsoever.
It's like a movie that really wanted to be more than just another one of these movies and got started in that direction, but then got cut off at the knees about what would have made a much more interesting film.
Yeah, I would say the first two acts are just gorgeous to watch. And again, you know, she's just such a magnetic actress. You just can't help but fall in love with her as soon as she starts singing. It's like, I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah.
And then and then it just gets better and better. And then all of a sudden, she's like Mopey Mary for some reason. Just like, well, I guess I'm going to go on and go to the competition.
It's I have to perform.
Yeah, I was like, what's the shift in your, you know, like, I don't know. It just... It didn't really explain why she was suddenly strung out about having made it to the finals. You know, she was more happy about not being about the other person getting disqualified. You know,
yeah, almost felt like there was a better story here that ends with her realizing that maybe she would be just happier being with her mom and living a normal life. You know, like maybe it was headed back. But the way she was acting in that, it made you think that maybe that's where this is heading.
I liked the way that the village just so got behind her.
Oh, man. Well, you know that's how it is.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter where you're from or how hated you are in that place. The moment you, like, have a chance of being on television, everyone's like, we've always loved them.
She's on the front page of the paper.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing is she wasn't a bubbly, effervescent person, but she...
No.
But... She wasn't like there was a couple of mean girl vibes at the beginning, but nobody was.
Yeah, another weird storyline that just seems to drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're it's like, just, oh, this is going to set up the personalities of these girls in some sort of competition. That just like is totally.
Well, as soon as she beat her, they were gone.
They're just not there anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. And that whole thing, like I said, barely, it's like giving a tip of the hat to a familiar plot.
Exactly.
That's as far as it ever explores it.
And it's one of those where you go, well, the mean girl doesn't look anywhere nearly as cool as you anyway. So nobody even feels like the mean girl is a threat. It's like, well, you're probably just like that. You know, like you're not even zeroing in on her. That's just how you are.
Right. She just picked the other alpha female in the room to glare at.
But if the camera stayed with her, it'd be like, yeah, nobody really likes her. So, she didn't seem to be at the top of the food chain.
No.
It was a very enjoyable procedural first two thirds, and the last third is like, well, all right, that's the resolution.
The last third feels much more commercial than the first two thirds.
And then the music from the show itself, when the guy that was the winner the year before comes out, the song was so bad.
Yeah.
All the songs have been pretty good pop songs.
Well, they build up the guy who's there, who's like one of the hosting people of this year's show because he won the previous year. It's kind of like, whoa, everyone's like, wow, it's that guy. And like, he's kind of a douche nozzle in a way, but in a typically teenage boy sort of way. So like they set you up to kind of hate him, but it's very amusing that he comes out in the big musical number and he can't sing worth a goddamn. And it's not to the point where they were trying to make that a thing. You're just like, I have friends like that don't consider themselves singers that sing better than that guy.
And then the song. He came out and he said, "Raise your hand if you're down to get down tonight." And I cracked up laughing. And Chris looks over at me like, "What are you laughing at?"
No, no. I was thinking I was laughing the same thing you were. I was like, "This is absurd."
It was so bad. That was just literally an LOL moment. In this, the song was so stupid, and he just looked stupid singing it, and everybody's going crazy for it. And it was just like, wow, this whatever tension there was in the air is gone.
Right. You know? So clearly,
she's clearly better than him the year before.
She's so. Like, is it too late for me to sign that contract?
Yeah, y'all aren't really asking much of us if we sign, so let's do it.
Right. Well, what are your final thoughts on this?
I would say that I enjoyed it. I would recommend it if you like that sort of thing. I think if you're an Elle Fanning fan, which you should be, then you should want to see it. I would give it 3 Ruben Studdards out of 5.
Yeah, this, I mean, if anything, it dredged up memories of when I was a teenager and thought that maybe I was going to go into performing arts. Like, you know, I was on stage quite a bit as a kid. I sang in chorus and was really pursuing that. I can't sing where the goddamn now, but I could then. And, you know, that feeling of like, this can't possibly work. Well, shit, this might actually work.
I wish you would have been a child star.
I wish I had too.
You'd have been the Home Alone kid.
But then I discovered weed and pussy, so, you know, that's the way it goes.
And that's what you're aiming for anyway.
True.
I mean, that's showbiz.
Yeah, as it turns out, it was, like, pretty accessible without being a rock star, so.
Nobody had to take 50%.
No, exactly.
Well, 50% of that pussy.
Okay, move over. I think this is perfectly enjoyable. It's kind of somber in a weird sort of way.
It is weird, yeah. Weirdly, like, I don't know what the vibe going on is.
I think the third act gets a little too slick for its own good compared to the first two, but I get it. It's supposed to be on this American Idol type huge TV show, but at the same time, you kind of missed when the movie was kind of playing it down and more, like, relatable. I don't know. There's a lot of missed opportunities here, but what Max Minghella comes up with is still a film that is enjoyable to watch. It'll be a film in, I feel like, Elle Fanning's, I suspect, long career will be very much a footnote. But hell, man.
I think it's a foot through the door of different things.
Well, it's definitely.
She's so good.
It's her pointing out to more people. Guys, just so you know, I am actually a pretty good singer and
dancer.
Think about me for more roles that, like, this would be a thing. You know? And I get this probably was, despite not having much legs theatrically, it's probably a smart career move on her part. But I just meant in terms of the people looking back on her career.
This isn't
one of the ones people are going to note as among the best. But hey, it's a pleasant time in the theater. I give it 6.5 out of 10 times I dreamed of being on the great stage of Broadway.
Well, the Make-A-Wish Foundation is still taking calls. So.
I'm not dying.
Oh, okay.
Any faster than anyone else.
Need some sun.